Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Can leave love or take it. Love to them is just what they make it. I wish that I were the same, but love is my favorite game. I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, and still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, and still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too
was the lovely voice of Anita O'Day, wonderful jazz artist. She recorded that in 1955, I Fall in Love Too Easily, written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein, one of the great teams of songwriters from days gone by. It was featured in the movie Anchors Away, where it was sung by Frank Sinatra, and it was actually nominated for the Best Song Academy Award for 1945. Another version we heard was, as I said, Anita O'Day from 1955. One of the lovely voices that you're going to hear this morning. That's what we're featuring this morning. Some of the wonderful singers from days gone by. I think we have songs mostly from the 40s and 50s. Equal number of men and women today. And some classic voices. And they're all frequent visitors to this show. And none more than the next one we'll hear from, and that has got to be one of the great voices of all time, certainly in the 20th century. Frank Sinatra had a long career, fabulous career, and became an icon of popular music and jazz. A beautiful style. He had a wonderful way of interpreting lyrics, and we're going to hear that this morning from 1957. And the song is I Think of You, which I must admit is new to me. I don't think I've heard it before. It was written by Don Marcotte and Jack Elliott, and I also understand it was based on a theme from Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2. It was featured in the movie Holiday in Mexico, and we will hear the version recorded by Frank Sinatra along with Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra. And Gordon Jenkins, a very fine arranger and conductor who worked with Frank Sinatra in the 50s. And we will hear the two of them and friends, of course, in the orchestra, bringing us the song I Think of You. And then we'll go back to 1943 to one of the great performers of all time, Lena Horne. Started out in the Cotton Club way back when and had a career that went on for decades. Did a lot of concert and cabaret work in her later years. She started out in jazz and then sort of settled in doing the standard popular music. And we will hear her with one of those. In fact, this is during her film career with, I believe, MGM. And the song she recorded in 1943, and it is a Gershwin tune, Somebody Loves Me, I know you've heard this one before, written by George Gershwin with Buddy DeSilva and Ballard MacDonald, first introduced in the stage review, George White's Scandals of 1924. Oh, that's going back some. And it was sung by Lena herself in the movie Broadway Rhythm in 1944. Or this recording was featured in the movie, I should say. Anyway, Lena will bring that to us, Somebody Loves Me from 1943. And then we'll go forward to 1947 to another wonderful voice. At the peak of his career, one of the great crooners of all time. You hear him a lot on this show, and we can never hear him often enough. Buddy Clark. What a beautiful, tender, rich voice he had. And again, his interpretive skills were absolutely wonderful. We'll hear him with the song For You, which was written by Joe Burke and Al Dubin. Three wonderful voices, three wonderful songs, and we'll start with Frank Sinatra and Gordon Jenkins and I Think of You.
In the hush of evening, as shadows steal across my lonely room, I think of you. I think of you. From afar, the music of violins comes softly through the gloom. All I can do is think of you. Can see you standing there before me, and I can hear you whisper. I think
loves me. I wonder who. I wonder who he can be. Somebody needs me. I wish I knew who he can be. Worries me. To every boy that passes by, I shout, hey. Somebody loves me. I wonder who. Maybe it's you. Ah, when this world began, was heaven's plan. There should be a girl for every single man. So I'm clutching at straws just because I may find my man. Somebody loves me. I wonder who. I wonder who he can be. Somebody needs me. I wish I knew who he can be. Worries me. For every boy that passes by, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Maybe. Loves me, I wonder who. Maybe, baby. Oh, baby, maybe it's you.
Stars out of the blue.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. So it's a good day to listen to some very fine singers, which is what we're doing this morning on the show. Some famous names and some wonderful songs. We just heard from Frank Sinatra with Gordon Jenkins and the song I Think of You, recorded in 1957. Lena Horne joined us with her recording of Somebody Loves Me, of course the great Gershwin standard, from 1943, and that was featured in the movie Broadway Rhythm, 1944. And we just heard the lovely voice of Buddy Clark with a song written by Al Dubin and Joe Burke called For You, and I think that you'll have recognized that very familiar. And he was accompanied on that one by Mitchell Ayers and his orchestra. Well, as I said, we're listening to some lovely voices this morning from days gone by. We have, as I mentioned, an equal number of men and women this morning, all of them frequent visitors to the show, and I don't think we can have enough of these singers. They were wonderful with those gorgeous voices, and of course the songs written by some fabulous songwriters have certainly stood the test of time. So we're going to listen to a very wonderful voice coming up, and that belongs to Sarah Vaughan. It was described by commentators over the years as a miraculous voice, very powerful, very rich and warm, wonderful interpretive skills. We're going to hear Sarah from 1956, and this song is called Lush Life. It was written by Billy Strayhorn, who was the pianist, arranger, and worked with Duke Ellington and his orchestra. And this particular recording by Sarah Vaughan, made in 1956, was featured in a very nice CD I had found recently called Lush Life, the Billy Strayhorn Songbook. And I think you'll agree, Sarah does a lovely job of this one. And then, to 1966, quite late on in our era, and a very warm, lovely voice from a singer called Johnny Hartman. Yeah, he did have a beautiful, warm, rich voice, and I think he started out in the 1940s. Worked a lot with Earl Hines, I believe, at the start, and his orchestra. He's well into his solo career at this stage, and he's going to bring us a number written by Edward Heyman and Johnny Green called I Cover the Waterfront. And then we'll hear from 1949, another wonderful voice, lovely, warm, rich voice of Helen Forrest. She's now into her solo career, well into it in 1949, and she's going to bring us a number written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein. We've heard from them already with our opening song from Anita. Well, the song is called, and I think it's a very apt title, Give Me a Song with a Beautiful Melody. Well, Helen's going to bring that to us this morning, and it was written, as I said, by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein and featured in the movie It's a Great Feeling in 1949. So, three more songs, three more wonderful voices, and we'll start with Sarah Vaughan and Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come with made places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life. to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant gay traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Ah, yes, I was wrong again. And only last year, everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again. A trouble of hearts could only be a while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is much stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dark.
City that hurts and mocks. I'm standing alone by the desolate docks in the still and the chill of the night. I see the horizon, the great unknown. My heart has an ache, it's as heavy as stone. Will the dawn coming on make it light? I cover the waterfront. I'm watching the sea. The one I love be coming back to me. covered by a starless sky above. Here am I, patiently waiting, hoping and longing. Do you remember? Will you return? I cover the waterfront. I'm watching the sea for the one I love. Must soon come back to me. For the one I love must soon come back to
heard from Helen Forrest with Give Me a Song with a Beautiful Melody from 1949. As I said, that's what we try to do for you every Sunday morning. This one is no exception. We heard from Johnny Hartman with that lovely, rich, smooth tone. From 1956, he brought us I Cover the Waterfront. And we started out with Sarah Vaughan in 1956, and a song written by Billy Strayhorn called Lush Life, one of the great jazz standards. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. Well, as I said, we've got lots more voices for you this morning. We'll go to 1956 to Sammy Davis Jr., who is a multi-talented performer, the fabulous career. And again, his singing style is, I wouldn't say it's overlooked, but because of everything else that they did, it's perhaps not as recognized as it might have been otherwise. He had a wonderful voice. He's going to bring us a number called When I Fall in Love, written by Victor Young and Edward Heyman. Then we'll go to 1936, to the Benny Goodman Trio, and that's Benny Goodman on clarinet, Teddy Wilson on piano, and Gene Krupa on drums. From 1936, just at the start of the swing era, and the trio got together, and what a wonderful trio it was. They're going to bring us a song written by Sam Stept and Sidney Mitchell called All My Life. And we're going to hear, providing the vocal on this song, the lovely voice of Helen Ward. She sang with the Goodman Orchestra for a couple of years around this time and then went on to continue singing with the smaller groups. And I think you'll agree she does a lovely job with both. But we'll hear her with the trio this morning, All My Life. And then we'll hear from Mr. Crosby, the most influential, probably, of all the singers and entertainers of the first part of the 20th century. He set the path for many other crooners to follow, and it's a lovely voice. One of my favorite songs by him was written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. Now, of course, all of, I shouldn't say favorite songs, all of Bing Crosby's songs are wonderful, but this one is, I've always particularly liked. He recorded it in 1951, as I said, written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein for the stage and a musical and film of the same name, The King and I. And he recorded it in 1951, as I mentioned, and it's called Getting to Know You. Three more songs, three more wonderful voices, and we'll start with Sammy Davis Jr., When I Fall in Love.
It will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely. Or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that you feel that way is when I'll fall in love with you. fall in love with you. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all beautiful and new things time, learning about you day by to know you, getting to know all about you. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by day.
Bing Crosby, and we heard him with a lovely, lovely version of Getting to Know You from The King and I, written by Rodgers and Hammerstein. Helen Ward from 1936 with the Benny Goodman Trio. And the lovely song All My Life. And we heard from Sammy Davis Jr. from 1957, brought us When I Fall in Love.
Want to hear the latest in jazz, or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And to 1957, to another gorgeous voice, Doris Day. She, like Bing Crosby, had a career across just about every medium in the entertainment field, and she excelled at all of them. But we remember her perhaps, on television and films, and particularly for those lovely, lovely tunes and tone. The tone of her voice, very clear, pure voice she had. Well, she's going to bring us a number written by Arthur Johnson and Sam Coslow called Moon Song. And she's accompanied by Paul Weston and his Music from Hollywood. And I'm sure Paul Weston also arranged this particular tune for the recording.
It came from nowhere the night that we met. 'Twas like a melodious plea, sweet moon sound. That wasn't meant for me. Why is it always reminding me of a love dream that never could be? Sweet moon sound, that wasn't meant for me. It came gliding into my heart, riding on a moonbeam from above. Sorrow ended and the whole somebody else. What I thought was my melody, sweet moon song, that wasn't meant for me.
Doris Day from 1957 with Moon Song. She was accompanied by Paul Weston and his music from Hollywood. I think it was in June in our program celebrating the beginning of summer, and it seems a long time ago now, and summer is a long time ago too, that I played a song then performed by Vic Damone, recorded in 1958 or 59, I'm not sure which, and it's from an album that he made at the time called Italian Songs with Vic Damone, and he was accompanied by Glenn Osser and his orchestra. I was very taken with his recording of the very famous song O Solo Mio, written by Edward Du Capua and Giovanni Capuro, and I thought we just had to hear it again. So here is Vic Damone from 1958, O Solo Mio.
Mana tu sol, più bello è nel, o solo mio, sta in fronte a te. Serena,
dopo la tempesta e l'aria fresca pare già una festa. Che bella cosa una giornata è sole.
Listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Thanks so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed our music this morning. Do please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more music from days gone by. And we've got one more song for you this morning. We're going to hear from Bobby Darin from 1964. The song is written by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen, and it won the Best Song Academy Award for 1963, called Call Me Irresponsible.
Call me irresponsible. Call me unreliable, throw in undependable too. Do my foolish alibis bore you? Well, I'm not too clever, I just adore you. Call me unpredictable. Tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible. Yes, I'm unreliable, but it's undeniably true that I'm irresponsibly mad for. Tell me that I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue.